The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, the Chancellor tells us they're committed to making the most of the North Sea's remaining resources. We get the SNP's response and a controversial substation for a major wind project's given the go-ahead. First this week, George Osborne's telling us the Treasury's committed to making the most of the North Sea's remaining resources. The Chancellor spoke to North Sound during a visit to oil firms in Aberdeen after a controversial windfall tax on the sector in 2011. He's now promising a more stable regime.
The oil and gas industry is so important to the whole UK, incredibly important here and to Scotland, and I want to see what we can do to support more jobs and investment here. There's a record amount of investment going into the North Sea, but we can obviously use the tax regime to support more investment, create more jobs. We're in a business that just in the space of 10 years has grown massively in a brand new building that didn't even exist a year or two ago. And it's an example of how this industry is really growing, and it's so important for the future of the whole Aberdeen area, Aberdeenshire, and it's also important for the future of the UK. If you look at the tax breaks that we've already announced, they support £7 billion of investment, 100,000 jobs. But I have said we want to go further. I want to have said that we want the decommissioning relief. We're looking at new field allowances. And I've also said we need to look at the whole way we support the North Sea oil and gas industry going forward. I mean, there are so many new and exciting developments here, and I think it's a mistake to think that a tax regime designed many years ago is necessarily right for the future. So we want to extract the maximum amount of oil and gas out of the North Sea. This is becoming more and more difficult to extract because it's further out, it's deeper, it's at higher pressures and higher temperatures, but there's no group of people better in the world at understanding how to get that oil and gas out than the people of this city and this area. And working with them, we are going to get the maximum amount of oil out of the North Sea so we secure the future for Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire, and for the whole of the United Kingdom for many decades to come.
Can I just have a follow-up question on the tax regime? And there's been a lot of talk of stability in the regime recently. Do you regret the fair fuel stabiliser of a few years ago? I mean, do you think that was a mistake for the industry?
Well, if you look at the tax regime as a whole and the decisions we've taken on tax rates, but also new reliefs for brownfield sites, for developments of gas fields, if you look at the decommissioning relief we're providing, the result of all of that, I mean, in the end, you know, you've got to look at what's actually happened on the ground. What's actually happened on the ground is we have a record amount of investment going into the North Sea. Last year, we had £14 billion of investment, a huge amount of it, of course, flowing through Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire. And the question you have to ask is how much of that is due to the decisions we've taken as the British government? We'll go and ask the industry, and they say half of that investment, the 100,000 of those jobs are because of the decisions we've been able to take on tax. So look, I want to do more. I'm not satisfied that we, you know, that this is the we've had the last word on this. One of the reasons I'm here, one of the reasons I'm talking to the local industries here is to see what more we can do, because my priority is more jobs and more investment in the future.
The SNP say only with independence could the oil and gas industry really see a stable tax and regulatory regime. Here's Aberdeen South and North Kincardine MSP Maureen Watt.
I think it's high time that the UK Westminster government realised that they have a terrible reputation for fiscal instability as far as the oil and gas industry in the North Sea is concerned. I hope while he was up here, he listened to some of the experts in the industry, including Peter Strachan from Robert Gordon University, but also he obviously hasn't listened to Malcolm Webb, Chief Executive of Oil and Gas UK, who said there is also an understanding at the moment that the fiscal regime we have is too complex and unpredictable. We need to do something about that. Similarly, Sir Ian Wood in his document Maximum Recovery Review on page 13 said, clear views were expressed that fiscal instability has been a significant factor in basin underperformance. So for George Osborne to come here and say that it is well run is patently not true. And we believe as an SNP government that with independence and with stability in the North Sea and proper a proper regime can be set up which allows long-term planning for the oil and gas industry.
An Aberdeenshire-based offshore supplier has been named one of Britain's fastest-growing international companies. The Ferguson Group provides containers, tanks, baskets and accommodation and workspace modules to the energy sector. They've been listed in the Sunday Times top 200 private firms with top sales abroad. Bosses say their investment in developing new products has been key to their success. The health and well-being of oil and gas workers is to be the subject of an industry event next month. Oil and Gas UK's breakfast briefing on the 26th of August will take place at the AECC. Delegates will hear from speakers about the latest health statistics and campaigns designed to improve people's fitness. It comes after concerns were raised about the growing average weight of the workforce in the energy industry. Russia has been ordered by an international court to pay more than $50 billion US in compensation. It's to a former majority shareholder of the now defunct oil producer Yukos over the firm's expropriation more than a decade ago. In one of the largest arbitration cases ever, a subsidiary of GML Limited had sought more than $100 billion from the Russian government.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
The Scottish Government's overturned a decision by Aberdeenshire Council to block a controversial substation. The Shire Council had initially rejected the proposals for Black Dog, which would connect the planned European Offshore Wind Deployment Centre to the national grid. That's the development that's been opposed by US tycoon Donald Trump. Jason Ormiston from EOWDC says they're pleased it's now going ahead.
Well, the partners behind the European Offshore Wind Deployment Centre welcome the appeal decision today. We think it's good news for the offshore wind industry, and we also think it's good for the northeast of Scotland as well. It helps maintain its lead in offshore energy.
Why do you think it is that this particular part of the project has proved so controversial?
Well, the onshore works, which comprises of the export cable, the cable that goes to the offshore part of the project, the wind turbines, and the substation, are the subject of this appeal and the proposal. It's an integral part of the project. Without these onshore parts of the scheme, you know, you're not going to get a project. I think any change, any proposal like this, is going to attract comment and discussion about its effects. And there's been a lot of interest in what we're trying to achieve. But we think we've been sensitive to those concerns around safety, around traffic movements, about visual impact, and we've tried to address those issues as best we possibly can. And thankfully, the appeals body has agreed with us that we can have little impact on the area, and that as long as we will comply with the conditions that are laid out in the decision, and ensure that we have, or we ensure any effects of onshore activity are kept to an absolute minimum.
But Black Dog resident and campaigner Edna Booth told me they'll be fighting it all the way.
I think it's a diabolical decision, actually, because I think it says very little for the Scottish Government that they have actually allowed this substation to be built on top of a landfill which contains 450 tonnes of asbestos. It says very little that the health and safety of this village has actually been put into doubt because of this digging into the landfill. It's been a landfill since 1927, right up until 1970s or thereabouts. It was open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everybody from miles around came and dumped stuff in there. So there's nobody actually knows what went in there, least of all the councils, because there was no regulations in force at that time. It was a huge tip, a huge hole in the ground, which was left by the brickworks. They produce about 5 million bricks a year, and over 26 years that left one hell of a big hole in the ground. So it took a lot of filling. Asbestos is one of the things, but there are a whole load of other things that's in there. But our main concern is the health and safety of this village. And to think that they're going to dig down in there to put a substation, it just doesn't bear thinking about.
A number of backers have already signed up to support the first ever National Oil and Gas Skills Week later this year. Organisers of PETO say Schlumberger, Oil and Gas UK and NOF Energy have given their backing to the nationwide initiative. They join the likes of Subsea UK and the Glasgow Science Centre. Taking place from the 11th till the 14th of November, it'll see events take place across the country aiming to fill a skills gap in the energy sector. A new online awareness course is being launched focusing on the life cycle of oil and gas wells. The industry is being urged to increase their basic knowledge of well control by the International Well Control Forum. Their e-learning initiative, which is free, will be available before the end of the year. It's aimed at everyone who works in the sector and people who are entering it for the first time. Total's become the first firm to use a newly developed marine transfer device. The Frog XT4 from Reflex Marine is to be deployed to the Odudu field in Nigeria. Bosses say the safety of this latest model has been improved further from previous operations. It will be used as a backup when the French energy firm's unable to use helicopters in adverse weather conditions. The boss of Centrica, which owns Scottish Gas, says household energy bills are unlikely to come down this year. He's made the comment as parent British Gas's residential business reported a 26% fall in first-half profits to £265 million because of the warmer winter. And rounding off the week, an Aberdeen energy firm spending £4.25 million on a new headquarters and test centre. Paradigm Flow Services says the 15-year lease they've taken out on Paradigm House in Drumoak will help them push ahead with their international operations. It'll provide a base for up to 80 people. The blockage removal specialists have so far delivered more than £7.5 million worth of contracts in the first half of this year. Don't forget, for the latest news from the energy sector, tune into our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during Greg's Eat Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. But that's it for this week. This has been the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.